Hey, happy KOTG Tuesday.
What is up, everyone?
What is up? Man, look at this full crew, man. This is awesome.
I like it when the screen's filled up.
Roscoe the dog making an appearance.
Oh, shoot.
Get him, Roscoe.
We just need Nate or Brent to slide in here or something and fill us up magically. Fingers crossed. They may not make it tonight.
What's the most we've had on? I don't really remember.
Oh, my gosh.
How much we pushed?
I don't remember, but it was a lot at once.
Yeah, this...
On StreamYard?
Well, not this one yet. I guess I was thinking way back on Zoom.
Yeah, on Zoom, we
could do 10, right?
We had a lot on the 1,000th episode. Or no, was it the 100th episode? Some folks came out and joined us. That was great.
Jumping in and out. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we appreciate you guys joining us tonight.
Well, this is episode 116, you guys. The Kick Off the Draft podcast. Tuesday nights, 10, 9 central on YouTube.
I want to see some guesses in chat how many episodes they think we're going to get to.
Before YouTube takes us down, is that what you're saying?
No. I just want to see people.
This is KOTG, you know, for life, Brian.
Are we going to be in the 1,000 or are we going to be 2,000? I just want to see some people type it out in chat, see what they think. So,
somebody says
117, I'm going to be mad. But if we're in the 5,000, then we're okay, you know?
KOTG is an institution now, you guys. Like, it will outlive us. So as we get old, we will pass it on to the next generation.
To our kids. Our kids will take over.
Exactly.
Bill's already getting his kids out there teaching them what to do in the world.
I got to have some place to be Tuesday night, so...
Getting them kids outside, man.
Yeah, I can stay out here.
We'll have glasses and we'll be like a hologram. Like, in 20 years, we'll be like,
we're in the metaverse.
At a table virtually.
That'll be awesome.
All right, well, that's the plan then, you guys. KOTG for life.
Yeah, we got to infinity. We got 1 million, so I think we're good. We're going to go last for a while. But.
All right, well,
I can't last without
116. We're almost there, you guys. Almost to 1,000. Episode 116. Keep off the grass. Let's all raise a glass and keep off the grass.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, Justin?
Me?
Not a Bud Light?
I got some in the fridge.
I wouldn't let it go to waste.
What's everybody else drinking? What would you have, Zach?
I just got a little, it's a tiny bit of vodka, but it's mostly just a seltzer. So non-alcoholic one, but I had like a tiny bit of vodka I put in here.
So we got the OG Papa Mo's. What you got in your glass?
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Captain Coke.
All right.
Eric, how about you? I saw that was your favorite drink to watch the grass grow. So that's
right. Some high quality H2O.
Nice.
Hey, me too.
Now is that regular Coke or is that diet?
The regular Coke does a much better job at hiding the taste. What do you got, Russ? You doing Diet Coke or regular Coke?
I've seen
Coke
a study.
Coke Zero. I like the Coke Zero. That's a good flavor.
I seen a study where if you use Diet Coke with your Jack or rum or whatever, you actually get drunk faster because your body doesn't have to metabolize the calories. You just get straight to the liquor.
Well, you just might as well just drink it straight then.
Yeah, right. Just take shots.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just a little splash for color.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
There you go. I got a little lemonade myself tonight, you guys. Taking it easy.
Hard lemonade or
regular? The little Mio ones where you squirt the little water. Everything.
You squirted it last week, too.
I love it, man. We get it for the kids. And I'm like, well, shoot, I want a lemonade one, man. I'm getting that for myself. Forget this fruit punch garbage. Get that out of here. So, it's fun. Keeps me hydrated. Speaking of. We're talking about post-emergent herbicides, spraying and praying, right? Weeds and post-emergence tonight. I was doing a little studying for the show because I haven't used that many post-emergence really yet. So I'm hoping to learn something new from you guys and maybe come up with a new concoction that you guys have had success with. I don't know. Where do you guys want to start talking about weeds and herbicides?
What kind of weeds are you guys seeing? Yeah, what weeds are people seeing right now?
Good question.
I've seen dandelions, at least, because we just barely got into spring here in Utah. So a few dandelions popping up here and there, mostly in the neighbor's yards. So I'm trying to keep them from coming into my yard.
I got a lot of dandelions.
Do you? No. Keep them out.
My next door neighbor has nothing but weeds. I told them I'd spray it out for them, but I was afraid if I did, then they would have nothing but dirt left.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Ground cover.
One of those. Huh?
Yeah. I feel you on that one. My neighbor just had a true green come out and sprayed and seeded, and he doesn't water. So I can only imagine what's going to happen out of that deal.
Well, they don't even know. They know once a month.
Mm. Yeah, that's what he does. Same thing. It's crabbed out.
Huh.
So I'm on the tail end of our dandelion phase. I think most places those have already kind of went to seed and are just about done. But I haven't really noticed too much, you know, coming out now. There's always clover. That's always somewhere. There was a ton. I think it's the henbit, those purple ones that all kind of pop up at once. You see them along the highways and stuff. You know, those guys just kind of did their little whatever flowering. But between now and then, you know, I don't see any poa yet, but that's probably coming. I bet you as it gets warmer, that'll start, you know, popping its head up here soon. Cause I think it was in the spring when I saw it last year coming up. But
well, yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, you're probably not going to see it.
Say it again.
If you haven't seen it yet, you're probably not going to see it. I don't think. You might be. I mean, as it gets warmer, it goes dormant.
Our bluegrass seed. There is bluegrass in my lawn, so I don't think that's an issue. And those are in the spots too where it seems to be. There's more of a concentration of bluegrass. They're kind of struggling a little bit relative to like the thicker fescue
stuff. The poa would have beat your bluegrass. So if, like,
okay, he's, I would have seen that first. Then gotcha.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Sweet. All right. Well, that's a good sign then. Shoot.
Oli, you have any henbit? I know you were struggling with it maybe 2 years ago.
No, sir. I'm super clean other than some poa triv. I'm super clean. Cool. So I got some stuff down in the fall and then early this year done an app of the TZ Select from Chemical Warehouse, and I'm super tickled with the how clean things are right now.
Well, that's what you're doing with the sod, right? You're cutting out poa and putting that in there.
Poa triv. Yeah.
So you killed that with a sponge, right?
Well, I did several things. I done the first day I got pissed and I used a backpack sprayer, so I killed way more good stuff than I should had. Then I done the glove and glove method to where I could control it a little better. And then that's when I discovered the dabber. So I wish I'd had the dabber first instead of, you know, two gloves and sticking your hands all in it, but I got it took care of. And then there's a couple places out there now that I'm going to try a plant growth regulator on, because the poa triv cannot handle the regulation that the fescue can handle. So at the full rate for fescue, poa triv can't handle it. So there's no selective. There's nothing that I have seen that works selectively that will lead the fescue but take out the poa triv. So I think the plant regulator is going to be pretty cool to shut it down and then go back and backpack those spots. Because cutting the sod, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, especially by yourself. It's a lot of work.
Sure. Yeah, and most people use the Pro Plugger to cut out weeds or something like that, and then you got Oli over there cuts out whole sod pieces and replaces them with that size yard. So definitely a lot more work for sure.
Yeah, what do you use to dig it out, Oli? I mean, how big are these patches that you've been doing? Because I saw a couple of them. You had like this big kind of the square of it, but I know there's more that you've been hitting. Is it just because there's so many little spots, or is it large areas you're pulling up?
Well, where I use the backpack sprayer, you know, it sprays about roughly 20 inches wide, you know, as soon as you pull the trigger. And I should have took a 5-gallon bucket and cut the bottom out of it and then placed it over the tree of it and then sprayed and, and maintained.
Yeah, you know, just that spot, yeah.
Yeah, but that's when I, like I say, that was when I was mad. And once I calmed down, I started getting better ideas, but I was just so tired of dealing with poetry of, because the first I went out and pulled it up by hand, pulled a lot of it out, seeded. But if you don't get all of the rhizomes, it will pop back.
Yeah.
It's just like now, like far as poetry of goes right now, another couple of weeks, it's going to go dormant. So it's going to disappear and you don't think nothing about it. And then come back about November, somewhere in there, it's going to jump back and it's going to be an eyesore. And when it does jump back, because it's a rhizome,
more vigorous and bigger,
it just keeps taking, yeah, you know. So I wanted it stopped. I mean,
yeah,
this year's the cleanest I've ever been. Normally, I've had some chickweed or some henbit, you know, something in the yard that's limey colored that doesn't look good. And this year, I have it so, it is so thick and so clean. The poetry is my only issue now. So if I can get ahead of that, be super tickled.
I probably missed it, but when you cut that out, where'd you get your donor plug, your plug from?
From here. And I was supposed to be answering Bill and I skipped it, but what I'm getting ready to do the flower beds, cut an edge beside of the retaining wall. And each year I kept just seeding closer to the retaining wall with, you know, wanting to use that sod. So I see if you have room, especially with fescue or bluegrass, if you have room and you can grow a little extra sod or turf, it's nice to use for repairs. Like I think I had about 20 spots that I sprayed and I've replaced about 13 with the sod and it's just, I mean, it's just done. Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's done. But what I've done is I got a sod cutter. Luckily, I made some friends with some local landscape guys. They let me borrow it over the weekend, and it cuts an 18-inch wide, and then you can control the depth whatever you want. So,
okay.
In the first couple cuts, I thought, well, I'm going to go all the way with it. It goes 2 1/4, so it'll cut 2 1/4. Once you cut 2 1/4 and you roll it up, that shit's so heavy.
Yeah.
God bless. I mean, it's heavy.
Getting a lot of dirt with that, yeah.
Yes. And then plus it don't roll as nice neither. So right. I started backing it off. Once I really got to messing with, which I'd never done that.
Sure.
Once I'd got to messing with it for a couple hours, ended up cutting 1.5 inches. And then it was pretty. It would roll nice. It's still heavy, you know, but
sure.
Depending on how long. Huh?
Have you seen has it like rooted?
Oh, it's hooking. I mean, you.
Really?
In the places I've done. I don't remember what day I done it. I don't know if it's been a whole week yet or not, but it's latching down because I put some good stuff up under it and worked the soil up under it.
The earthworks in there?
Yes, sir, the mycorrhiza.
Yeah, buddy.
I know where the spots are, and I think if somebody was here and I didn't say I fixed right there, I don't think you'd be able to tell it right now.
That's pretty sweet. That's awesome. It's a good idea having like a little side patch that you can kind of have ready. That
side patch, yeah,
exactly. Side patch.
Mm-hmm. Side patch. Not piece, just patch.
Mm-hmm. Just wait till next year. We're gonna have
Don't worry, dear. That's just my side patch.
We're gonna have exactly. Ollie's gonna have a side business selling sod.
Well, I mean, in the old days, you know, I would think, screw it, I can get grass seed to germinate. I'll kill it. And I'll just throw more grass seed at it. But the thing now that I'm starting to learn is the hardest thing with fescue is getting it a year old. It's either drought, disease, some kind of problem, army worms, you name it. So if you can get fescue to at least get mature, get 1 year under its belt, it's way tougher, stronger, looks better. So now I'm looking at, and thicker, you know, just the density, everything is better. So now I'm like, I don't want to lose what I've worked so hard to grow. So now I've got to be smarter about how I attack things. But it's very, you know, like some people are growing grass seed in pots and different things to, but if you can grow.
That's too young, right? It all looks so similar because it's so young. Like, I don't know. I don't see much of a difference when I've seen those videos. But if probably if you get a second or even third season, it'll look more like it would look like, right? Is that what you're getting at? Not mature yet. Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's good to grow extra because when you do have a repair, I mean, you just fix it. It's just done deal.
Yeah. Best.
Where if you put seed, then you got to water, then you got to chase after it. And then if it's too hot, it's not going to really take. Or if you've got some extra turf grown, you can just fix it. And then, you know, water that sod a couple times and then it latches on and takes off.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. How big is the sod cutter machine? Like, is it something where it's got these, you know, big wheels or kind of squish?
Like a mower. It's basically the size of like a push mower or like a Time Master or something.
Oh, okay. So it's not that big and huge. Mm-mm. Okay.
No. It's probably good 20 inches wide. Let's say it cuts an 18 inch wide, and then you can just saw as far as you want to walk. Mm-hmm. What I've done is I just sawed probably 50, 60 feet. And then whenever I went and cut out the other places, I would go measure how long they were and then go take a shovel and cut it and then roll it up and then go to that spot and roll it out.
Yeah, it just has like a little blade under it because I got one last year to clear out where I was putting my shed and stuff like that. And I did the same thing that Oli did. I was like, oh, 2 inches, that's probably about right, you know. So I put it down 2 inches. Well, I didn't know that was going to be like 2 inches of dirt, you know, underneath the grass. So I had to like roll it all up, haul it away with the wheelbarrow. And I was like, oh, my gosh, man, this is heavy. So then when I did the front side, when we laid down concrete and extended our driveway, I lowered it down to an inch because I was like, that's pretty much what you get from the sod farms is like the inch on there. So, yeah. But, yeah, it just kind of goes under and starts sawing off down below.
Back to post-emergent, do you guys mostly spot spray or do you blanket spray the entire lawn? Is blanket spraying the lawn like part of your, you know, routine, your spring spring lawn care? Do you blanket spray or do you spot spray?
Blanket.
All at once.
And the reason for it is I used to spot spray. And I used to, you'd get lost, you know, you'd walk around. Like I used to keep tennis balls on the mower. And if I seen something, chunk of tennis ball over there, cause couldn't find it later, you know, but chunk of tennis ball out, come back, spot spray. But the problem with spot spraying is there's going to be something under the canopy that is germinating or slightly growing that you'll never see.
To come back next week.
If you go around, you just keep chasing your tail.
Spot. That does make sense, especially with a yard your size, right? I mean, I could probably get away with spot spraying. That's what I did last season. And, you know, we'll see how the lawn looks going into the end of the season. You know, if there's summer weeds to kind of get through. But right now it's looking pretty good. There's just maybe a few things around the corners, the edges and stuff, sidewalks and flower beds and whatnot that I just haven't hit yet. But yeah, I could definitely see how doing a blanket spray for you would be way, way easier. Basically, cover your bases all at once.
I'm wanting to blanket spray this year, but I'm not because I have a pull behind sprayer, but I'm not 100% confident with it, and I'm a little nervous, kind of being a you know what about it. But I just like you know I can shut it off, like I can stop it from spraying and start it. But I mean. I'm still trying to figure out my pattern as far as to get it even and not, you know, so like I almost need to do like a perimeter, like two perimeter passes, two deep, and then go through and then shut it off once I hit to where my perimeter is and turn around, start it back up. So like it's just I'm trying to figure out the best way to do it and not like, you know, double pass something and risk you know, because if I do it, I want to make sure I get an accurate application. Otherwise, it's a waste or it's going to hurt. So that's kind of what, but that's my goal. That's my plan is here whenever the wind isn't bad or weather's good, I'm going to blanket spray everything.
So when you guys blanket spray, are you hitting like all the weeds you can think of, or are you spraying for something specific?
It's a good question.
What are you spraying too? Like I know, Ole, you said you're using the TZ Select. That looks like it's some kind of a combo. And then Zach, what would you use when you do your spraying?
So I'm mostly going after clover, and I have some triclopyr. And I was going to probably run triclopyr and then maybe that's the nice thing about, you know, spraying, you can mix a bunch of stuff in there. So,
yeah,
you know, clover is the main thing I've seen. And triclopyr will take out quite a few other things too. I may put, something else in there. I don't know, pretty much going after clover.
Yeah. Ole, have you used that TZ Select before, or is this your first time spraying it?
Well, in the past, I would run a three-way and spike it with triclopyr, but it's just easier to buy the TZ Select that has the triclopyr already in it. But, yeah, this year was the first year using that. Yes, sir.
And then, so the idea there is, it looks like a couple of them, they work differently, a few of them at least do, and then the other ones probably cover different broadleaves that the other one doesn't or something. So the combo kind of makes it more efficacious essentially versus getting one or two of them separate to do.
The biggest thing as far as triclopyr is it's an ester base. So it works better in the cooler weather. Like I sprayed that months ago. I'd have to look at my notes, but I sprayed that months ago.
What about you, Justin? What, as far as weeds go, do you blanket spray your lawn? Are you?
I'm really bad at weed care. I usually just mow them.
I'm the same. That's pretty much what I do.
Hey, yeah, sure. You can't even see them from far away.
Yeah, I'm getting really sick of dandelions and other crap popping up. I don't know what it is because I'm mowing so short and so often. You just see these little green leaves and then they disappear for a day and then they come back. I don't know. I'm excited to listen to everyone because I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of them now.
Hey, do you have one of those weeders?
Yeah, Lindsay likes one of those.
I mean, we might have to give a couple away tonight, you guys. I don't know. Have you used one of those yet, Justin? Do you have a weeder?
This is my weeder. That's my weeder.
All right.
Pop it out.
Yeah.
Similar to that.
All right. Those of you guys with shorter heights of cut, just kind of pop them out.
We're already talking about that awesome weeder, let's go ahead and let everybody know that Lansy, as awesome as they are, big supporters of Keep Off the Grass Livecast, and our viewers have offered to give away three Lansy weeders to you guys in the live chat. And of course, top let's get names now, and then we can just keep talking on for the rest of the time. We'll do drawings later on in the show. So if you guys would like to get one of those cool weeders, you don't have one already, type in Lansy, Landzie, in the chat, and I'll start taking names for that. But shout out to Lindsay for doing that for our viewers.
Yeah, man, they do work. I was kind of skeptical at first, but
so what about you, Derek?
So I'm off a fresh renovation from last August, September. I did a full burn off. I was 100% Bermuda when we bought this house. And I did three applications of Roundup Pro with the high gloss sulfates on it. And I did a full turn and burn on it with tall fescue. I did a pre-emergent application during seeding with Tenacity. That's been my go-to. I love some Tenacity. It's some good stuff. If you know how to use it. If you don't, I've learned the hard way. I've limed out my whole yard. It looked like a lemon for a good solid month one time.
Went a little heavy there? So,
yeah, I did. I did go heavy. So then this spring, I noticed some poana was coming in, and I knew the neighbor was pretty well thick with it. And I saw it coming up, and so I just started digging, and I found an article from 2010 that Iowa State Turf Management did. They did a test with Tenacity, breaking down the single application into four separate littler applications with 10-day intervals. So I hit those guys up on Twitter. They responded fairly quickly, and they still to today still do that Tenacity application on their practice fields for their weed control. So I did it. And I would say probably 95% of my poana and anything else that I had is gone. I'm a pretty clean yard, as Oli would say. So that's I'm very happy.
Poa A, not Poa Triv.
No, that's Poa A. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would do against Poa Triv. I guess it would probably have the same.
Probably not with it being a perennial. I
don't know. I can't say yes or no, but it worked very well. I have a little bit on the edges still, but the majority of the yard, it's all gone. I actually have Shifty's on it. He's on that plan right now. He's getting ready to go with his third application, and it's working very well for him as well.
That's cool.
And I think I told Steelcut too. I don't know if he's doing it or not, but I know I let Brent know through a private message on that trick. So he's going to try it as well to see how it works out for him.
So if you do have Poa annua, that's the one that's annual. I'm guessing then that if those go to seed, those seeds are, you know, those will germinate next year. That's what makes it tough, and that's why it kind of gets a little bit for this right now. Triv is a perennial. Are those seeds mature when they go to seed too?
Well, see, your triv hardly ever goes to seed because you're mowing.
Okay. You're mowing, right.
Annua is such a short plant that you don't really cut it. Okay. And I'm pretty sure that an annual plant, one plant will put off like 6,000 seeds.
Yeah, there's a lot of them on there when I had a bunch of that last year, and there were seeds everywhere, all of them. If all of those are fertile, then that could spell issues next year. You know,
well, the fact that how long they can stay dormant, up to almost 3 years. That they can just sit there.
And that's why some people put down pre-emergence in the fall, because that prevents them from germinating in the spring. Some crabgrass.
I probably already had it. So when I did my yard scaping and everything, and I threw the peat moss over top of my seed and everything, as soon as you disturb it, I introduced new life to it. So that's probably where that came from. Hopefully this trick took care of most of it from now on, but we'll see.
It's took care of what you see visually now. It doesn't mean it's going to take care of what's laying in the soil for next year.
Right.
Yeah. If stuff hasn't germinated, it's just going to be sitting there waiting. But that would be kind of like anything else.
Still, I mean, maybe hopefully you can get it thick and keep it thick, and you know, and then it's not going to, you don't have as many opportunities to pop up. You know, that's kind of what.
She's more thick than I thought it was to be off for 1 year.
Is that right?
Yeah. I put 200. I probably overseed way too much, but I put 200 pounds on 6,200 square foot. So.
Well, you're about to have some disease then.
Yeah, be careful of that.
I'm going to go pretty heavy this fall. I'm not going to be ripping up my yard, but I'll go pretty heavy. It's doing pretty good, but there are some thinner areas I want to thicken out. Now, the only post-emergent I've really used, so I've used Sedgehammer Plus for Nuts Edge in the past, and that's worked really well for me, spot spraying the sedge or the Nuts Edge with the Sedgehammer. And then I use quinclorac when I was going to get ready for kind of a more aggressive kind of overhaul. And that worked pretty well. There were some weeds that I don't think it got. I think it was more the grassy weeds that maybe I needed to put more on it or do a second application to really knock those out. But It worked pretty well.
Is that what you had the blue dye in there? It looked like freaking Gatorade.
Yeah. That was a blue dye. I mean, I put a ton in there, and I wanted to be able to see it.
Well, yeah, that was cool.
Hey, that stuff.
Speaking of that, does anybody use dye when they're spraying?
I have not.
I've used it before, but
it's so goddamn messy.
Yeah, it was messy.
I mean, it is. Yeah.
A couple years ago, I spot sprayed my whole backyard, and I just walked around with my backpack sprayer. And I used the blue dye, and then when I was done, I just had like polka dots everywhere. Yeah. So like my neighbor was like, what is that? Like he thought something was wrong with the lawn. And I'm like, no.
What the fuck is that?
It took longer to grow out than I thought, so I'm not doing that again. But
the dye I used when we got a heavy rain, it was gone. Like it was off the sidewalks. It was gone. It was like some I just got it from Amazon, some biodegradable blue dye, and I just put a ton of it in there.
Yeah, I used the dye when I did my kill off. That's it.
Yeah.
Sure I used blue dye, and my blue dye took like 8 showers to get off my skin.
Yeah.
That's wild. I don't know how, man. Somehow it's like on my eyebrow, on my elbow, down my shorts. I'm like, what happened here?
It's crazy out there. And
hey, that goes to show you. That goes to show you whenever you do mix up something. You need to be more careful where it all goes.
I mean, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Think about that. Everything else you touch. And
mm-hmm.
My lawn's pretty clean this year. I used Certainty and Celsius last year. This year, hadn't had the need to it. I guess my pre-emergent application did pretty well. But along my fence line is where I struggle because the people behind me don't maintain that part of their yard, so weeds creep underneath my fence. Sure. So, and Celsius and Certainty is pretty expensive, so I don't like to use it unless I absolutely have to. So I'm going to try this Solventure Zone along the fence line. It's a lot cheaper. It's supposed to be pretty good stuff. I'm going to try to keep battling the weeds there along the fence, and I'll probably go behind my fence and spray into their yard a couple feet.
Go to bed.
To try to kill off some of their weeds. But that's what I'm doing this year. But otherwise, my yard's pretty clean. I don't think I pulled 2 weeds out of it this year.
You're warm. You're the only warm season one.
Yeah, you're in a different. Okay. Yeah, you're in a total different boat.
Of course, you know, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I have an Allet reel mower. Allet claims that scarifying your yard helps keep the weeds out of it, and I did a lot of scarifying at the beginning of the season in February and early March. Got a lot of the thatch out and everything. So my lawn's pretty clean, and it's probably the cleanest it's looked since I moved here.
That's awesome.
Now, you don't do any overseeding. You just feed it and let it spread, correct?
That's right. Matter of fact, I got a spot by my driveway by the garage that I ripped out 3 azalea bushes because I don't mean to offend anybody, but I do not like azalea bushes. They only bloom for a week and then turn brown and then they're all over your yard. So I ripped those out and I just put down a thick layer of sand, and I'm just going to use my pro plugger and plug in some plugs over there and let it fill in.
You reel mow, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, and yours is Bermuda, so right? So it's like not really seed. You can't do a lot of seeding for Bermuda.
You can, but you get a lot of flack if you do. Everybody says you can't seed Bermuda, but I don't know of many pure strands out there anyway. You know, everybody's going to have a little bit of common in their grass anyway.
Yeah.
So you got rid of the bush.
Got rid of the bush. It's gone. Start with a clean slate.
Nice.
Did it make your yard look bigger?
Oh, yeah. My driveway's wide.
Nice and wide.
Sweet. So, yeah, what else is people seeing? Like, dandelions, clover. Nobody's seen anything funky? Like,
well, there was some other stuff in the chat, stuff I hadn't heard before.
I did have some onion grass coming up, which that's like it's like Solventure Zone takes care of that. sledgehammer. It's like a sedge. So it's like one of the ones where you don't want to pop the nut. But I have some of that coming up in just a few spots. But actually, after I mowed it a couple times, it really kind of just went away. But
onion, like wild onions?
Yeah.
Or wild garlic?
No, it's like wild onion. Yeah.
A lot of times it's actually wild garlic.
You should eat it.
It's got like a harder stem. It's.
Mm-hmm.
So Ahan Lon said he was getting orchard grass.
That's what it was. I was trying to find it.
Yeah, this is exactly it. Wild onion. Exactly what I.
What is orchard grass?
Orchard grass.
It's a cold season.
It's not really. It's kind of. I think you almost have to use glyphosate to kill it.
Glove in glove or paintbrush.
Yeah. I have some orchard grass out by the field.
Still cut lawn has some wild violet.
Man, will you quit making so much racket over there?
I've seen some of that.
Set your big ass down and be still.
Yeah, Adam Barlow has Creeping Charlie and quack grass.
Oh, the quack grass, yeah.
Quack grass already?
Yeah.
Anyone dealt with Russian thistle, aka tumbleweeds?
Is that what that is?
They actually grow in my yard.
Really?
In the less maintained areas in the back. Yep.
Didn't you show us what they look like when they're not
opens all tumbleweedy? He opens his gate up and just kind of lets them out every year and lets them roam around. Yep.
They're really fun to pull because they just have like one long tail. You just yank it. It's awesome.
How heavy are those? Is that a heavy when they're big like that? Are they heavy?
No, they're like
ounces
when they're all dried up rolling around.
Well,
like that.
They're probably dropping seeds everywhere when they're out rolling around.
Yeah,
they're
probably, bouncing those around, popping balls of everywhere.
I mean, everything is here to reproduce, whether it be human, grass, weeds, trees. I mean,
you say a human.
Us. Human. Retards. Us. I'm probably not supposed to use that word.
Yeah, man, you got to procreate. That's the whole point. If you don't do that. You don't stick around long.
What's the point, right?
But I mean, seriously, everything's, you know, weeds, dandelions, you name it. It's here to reproduce. It's here to
survive. Out here in the desert, if you don't have a area maintained, it just those Russian thistles will just pop up all over the place.
Is it just like dropping seed that's bouncing around, like seeding everything? Is that how it kind of spreads? You know, or is it just like
just bouncing balls and
just get blown. Yeah,
that's exactly its whole purpose. As it rolls, it just drops seeds everywhere.
Yeah.
What do you do with them? I mean, how do you clean them up?
Burn them. Yeah, you burn them.
You burn them?
Yep.
It's like,
you have to take it somewhere and they do it, or do you do it yourself in your backyard?
Put them in a big hole and just burn them. You can, like, Justin has like a burn barrel. You could put a bunch in like a burn barrel, but there were so many. Our city actually, there's like this water retention pond, I guess, thing they call it, and they used it one year to just dump a bunch of. They actually dropped off dumpsters in everybody's neighborhoods.
Really,
and you would fill it all up with the tumbleweeds, and they'd go dump it in a hole and just burn them.
Nice
fire.
What is Buttercup? See somebody.
They burn fast and hot.
Yeah.
Looks like a little bitty dandelion.
I think that's when you.
That's what I was thinking.
Never mind.
That's what I was thinking, Justin.
thought it was something else.
Yeah, I don't know. Google it.
Yeah, I've seen that too, Derek. Lawn Radiance, some trees start growing. Yeah, some long roots.
So I was curious. I wanted to see what kind of post-emergence you can get from Home Depot, like what's the Weed Be Gone and the Spectracide Weed Stop stuff. And it looks like, for the most part, most of those are some combo of the 2D4, dicamba, maybe quinchloric in there. It's basically like those, that kind of group. They're all somewhat similar. Would those be the most common that you guys think, you know, most regular homeowners would use? And do you think those would work very well? Have you guys ever tried one of those, you know, compared to buying one of the ones that you get from, you know, online for more special places?
I've used the Spectracide before. That's what I used the first several seasons with decent results. Wasn't the greatest, but it worked pretty good. The key is that you got to put it down when there's still like dew on the ground, so it'll stick warm.
Yeah, that's one thing I was looking at. It's like, so how do you properly apply? Because I said some are systemic, some are going to absorb through the leaves, right? So you kind of, a lot of them have adjuvants or some kind of, I don't know, my stuff recommends methylated seed oil. I also have the non-ionic surfactant. Do you guys mess with that? Does that help to help improve it? Have you guys noticed a difference using it and not using it?
Depending on what you're after, if you're after like the wild garlic or possibly wild onion, you need something to help break down that waxy plant.
Sure.
Or yeah. It won't take in the herbicide. Depends on what you're after.
Back to what you were saying about the big box store ones. If you look at the ingredients, a lot of them are the same ones that we were talking about. Just maybe in a less form, like just lower percentage.
Yeah, like so already diluted like, down and
yeah. Sure, but sure. I mean, a lot of it is the same. You know, it's the same stuff. Like,
do you guys still use Roundup? Like every time I look at the Roundup, I'm like, oh, this is like in lawsuits and cancer causing and all this kind of stuff. Do you guys anybody still use Roundup?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Right. I use it in my flower beds.
Yeah. Well, now they have one. It's like a wand, and now it has like a little cup above it to maybe like kind of direct it more. There's not much overspray. Have you guys seen that? Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know the crazy thing about it's glyphosate, 41% glyphosate. Mm-hmm. But glyphosate is in so much stuff that you eat every day that you don't even know about. Mm-hmm. My understanding, it's in our cereal. It's in a lot of your bread. It's possibly in the beer. And the reason for it is whenever, beer. Because when they go out, when a farmer goes out to a field, most of the time they'll be spraying glyphosate on the last crop and seeding right in the ground. So that way it sort of cleans up and then the new crop pops out. So it's everywhere.
Well, that's great. Yep. I drink a lot of beer, so.
Now you just say you drink a lot of glyphosate.
And he's still around.
Yeah. Hey, my understanding is it keeps your armpits clean.
Sounds like it's time for KOTG Lawn of the Week.
Yeah.
Spring is in full force. We got some sexy submissions this week. A lot of folks are hitting that hashtag, which is awesome. If you're not familiar with KOTG Lawn of the Week, when you're on Instagram, posting pictures of your lawn or reels, use hashtag KOTG Lawn of the Week. Enter in our little weekly contest. Lawn of the Week winner gets their choice of Pro-Peat fertilizer from Home Depot. Any ratio that they have online, 25-pound bag, they'll ship it to your front door. Stiff competition, you guys. It's a good time of year, man. So many lawns are looking good. This year, we have a new first-time winner, long overdue. He has no idea, but Hoppamo's low.
He's everybody's Hoppa.
Yeah.
That's tonight.
That's a big old low.
About time.
Papa Moslow.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
He's got that tree cleared out and is looking good.
You can see where the tree was. Right in the middle.
Yep.
It's
filled in good, though.
Good, man. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Look at that, man.
And we got him just four in tons of sand. He just put four tons of sand down.
So hey, with this, what? So are you cutting? Like, okay, you're like make it look like a fairway or something. Like, how are you doing that? Like, where you have like the strip? Is that like a slope there?
Yeah, the left hand triangle there. That's a big slope in my backyard. Huh. And then it levels off. The rest of it's level. But that right there, there's a big hill behind me. Uh-huh. And it starts right there and goes up that section of my yard. So it's the easiest way for me to mow that is straight. And then the flat part, I crisscrossed or, you know, I mow it in different directions. But I just mow that slant.
His backyard's got some cleavage.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you irrigate off a well by the stains, don't you?
No, I just drag a hose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. But where we live, there's like 8 limestone quarries in this city. It's a small little town, and so it's a lot of water through the limestone. A lot of sinkholes around.
What's your pH around? Do you know?
I think my last test it was like 6.7.
Oh, okay, that's right on.
Man, I like the ferns.
So do the birds. I pull a bird nest out every day.
Yes, sir. Yeah. we can almost eat bird eggs as many as we keep getting.
Dang, I can't find any good ferns up here yet, Ollie.
Man, she found some ferns, and they are bigger than a 55-gallon bucket. I mean, they are huge. I mean, a 55-gallon drum, they are huge.
Wow.
But like you say, the birds love to nest in them.
Yeah, they do. And then we have a wreath on the front door. They nest in that, too. Well, man, I'm poked about that.
Congrats there, buddy.
When we were talking about, and we mentioned your name, a few of us were like, "He hasn't won yet." Like,
yeah, we're sure.
We all kind of thought you won already.
No, I've been wanting. That was my goal this year, was to win this year.
Awesome.
Definitely. Well, it's early in the year. So, what's your goal now?
Yeah, what's going to do the rest of the year?
To get it more level and greener. And nice. Shorter. Right now I'm just below half an inch, and I'm wanting to take it down a little bit lower.
Oof. So you have what, every other day cutting?
Yeah. Well, a couple weeks ago, right before I top dressed, I was mowing every day. But I'll probably go every other day when I start putting PGR on it.
I was going to say, have you done that before? What are you going to go with?
I use Primo Max. The reason I use it is because you can buy it in a smaller quantity, and I don't want to spend the big amount of money on the big jug of T-Nex. It's the same stuff as T-Nex, same.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Same formula. So Primo Max is a little bit – my wife doesn't get quite as upset when I buy that as opposed to a couple hundred dollars on something.
How long does it take you to mow the whole yard?
If I'm just mowing, probably – 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
If I scarify and mow, about an hour and a half. Then my next goal though is to get I want to get a power scissors so I can get the edges a little bit cleaner. Than it's be a lot easier mowing that low with power scissors than it would be a string trimmer.
It looks like a fun tool to use too.
Yeah.
The best thing is it doesn't throw stuff everywhere.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It doesn't. Sure. It doesn't sling.
Not like a weed eater.
Yeah,
or even an edger too. Edger fling stuff, especially if you're
But a string trimmer is terrible if throwing stuff. And then when you're not edging, it's all over your pants legs or whatever. To where the scissors are very clean.
I was looking back through some old videos trying to find a discount code.
I got one. I need to see if it's any good, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, appreciate that. Because my wife told me to get one. You know, because she's gotten real funny because, you know, if I don't cut the grass, don't you need to be out there cutting the grass? It looks like it's getting a little long. And I'm like, it's under a half an inch. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, now you get to join a cool Discord chat with all the other winners, and I'm sure they'll be happy to have another real mower in there.
We'll have to stay up and have another drink tonight.
All right.
You deserve it. I'm super pumped to have you in the club. It's been a long time coming, so I can't wait to get off here and send you the invite to the Discord. So,
tell them about that, Justin. Tell them what you're talking about.
Oh, it's, you know, we don't let just any old people in it. It's only the winners. Oh, I'm full screen now. So, yeah, we only let the KOTG Lawn of the Week winners in. And it's just a place we hang out. We talk a little trash and share some lawn tips and just have a good time. So nothing too crazy. Just, it's a nice place.
Looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
And that's great. Those guys are all smart. Every time I have a question, I can ask there. And there's a lot of smarty pants on there and a lot of different opinions. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's probably a lot of knowledge in that group chat. If anybody has questions or problems, you know, it's a good group.
Yeah, it's insane.
Anything for sure.
So, which Pro Pete you gonna go with?
My favorite 1704.
In the greens gray.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Nice choice.
That's the only granular I've been putting down the last 2 years, with great results. The color. When it's popping during the summer, that the color, it's unbeatable with that stuff.
Mm-hmm. The first time I ever put down the greens grade, I put down way too much. I wasn't prepared for how small that was. But since then, kind of getting the hang of it and knowing to kind of dial back the spreader, it flows well. You know, it's nice to put it down. It's, you know, rather than the big granules. I don't know. I had this like internal, if I can't see it covering it as it goes out, I feel like I'm going to miss spots. So I like that. It's just kind of this fan of little granules.
Could you imagine spreading their ultra?
I would just get blown in the wind, man. All the wind we've had, shoot, my neighbor will get it more than me, probably.
So John actually gave me a bag of 1704 Ultra, and I just put it down because I have a drop spreader now.
I was going to say drop spreader, yeah.
Oh, nice. You've all seen my little Scott's, my Scott's drop spreader. So, yeah, I put it in there, and that's the only way, because I had my little spiker spreader hand one. I was like, there's no way, man. This thing would, like, catch in the wind and just blow over to the neighbors or something. So
it's wild.
I actually put some of it down recently. So,
how's the lawn looking, Brian?
It's waking up. Yeah, it's waking up. Propeet's a little slow release, so it'll be popping here in the next little bit. But it's almost time for another little mow, so nice. I'm excited.
You guys getting rain yet?
Nope.
Not yet.
We're supposed to have some of the forecasts the next few days. At least my Ratio controller says so.
Nice. You got your irrigation rolling?
Oh, yeah. I turned it on Saturday and watered in all the stuff that I put down on Saturday. So
nice.
It was a little crispy. Everybody in town's like, wait to water. I'm like,
no,
it's crunchy when I walk on it. So I'm going to give it a little bit of water.
I'm all about waiting to water, but once it turns that starts to get that purpley hue and starts to get a little crunchy, I know it's ready. So I hit mine Sunday. So
does anybody else on here do the molasses trick besides Oli?
No,
they want to try it. Trick.
You should try it. Papa, you need to try it.
Well, I didn't know if it worked on warm season grass. I needed to do a little research on that. I imagine it would.
Yes, sir.
Probably better. Warmer is better.
It'll help you keep the canopy clean too, because it fires up the microbes to chew on, you know, dead plant material. So keep things clean in the canopy.
I'm gonna try it.
Me?
Yes.
Now that I'm in the club, I don't have to worry about if it goes to shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can experiment now.
Yeah, just
it ain't going to shit over molasses, I promise you. And the worst thing is you'll waste $10 because it's, you know, $10 a gallon. But the cool thing is it contains iron, minerals, potassium, calcium, and then you get some sugar from it. So,
all right, I'm gonna try it.
And then it smelled good too. You know,
I was gonna say, I was wondering if it had a smell to it.
It does.
Oh yeah,
kind of like yes, sugary, does. Honey, or sweet to it.
You ever don't drink taste too it? Much?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Really?
No, it's not like what you. It's not like honey.
He's like,
yeah. You know, molasses isn't. Blackstrap molasses is really not that good. I mean, it's sort of bitter.
It's good for the bugs.
Well, actually, the bugs don't like it.
Really?
It's crazy. They like
table, stick to it.
They like table sugar.
You mean like
they don't like
talking about the micros?
Right, I was talking about microbes.
Oh, that kind
like,
of bugs.
That's what I thought it was for.
Yeah, those
and not like ants and shit. I don't give a fuck about ants.
No, it runs the ants off.
All especially right, well, fire ants.
Interesting. They're afraid of getting stuck or something.
I wonder how that works against mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Hey, what about
as often as we do it?
I don't know about that. I know that I'm getting a new one of those backpack battery flow zone foggers, and I'm gonna start treating for mosquitoes here because I hate mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get those crane flies really bad, but I've been using that Miramichi Green pest control in the Petra fogger. Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't like about it is you got to drag a cord with it. I wish it was battery operated.
Flow zones, they got one that's battery operated.
Might have to try it out.
Yeah, dude, I would hate dealing with cords. Like if I had a cordless dethatcher, I would buy that in an instant. Having to drag that extension cord around the yard.
It's such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got them. We talk about this
a lot. I know, but I just got to get one now. That's what I'm saying. I got to get one because I hate that cord.
Yeah, tripping around on it, trying to.
Even though, what, Brian, you got yours for what, $40?
Yeah. Yeah. Super cheap.
So, if I could get one for $40, I'd.
Well, I mean, I got a terrifying option on one because
I got the corded. I got the corded one on Amazon for like $40. It was an open box return. And I was like, well, I'm going to take a shot here. Hopefully the damn thing still works. And she worked like a champ.
Yeah. So this has the prong things in it for dethatching and then all. I also have the Verticut, I guess it's what it is.
Yeah.
Verticut attachment. I haven't
is that the Sun Joe? Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have the Greenworks one. It doesn't have that Verticut option, which is like, I'd like to have that.
Yeah, I got the one that you have, Bill.
Yeah. It works fine. It just doesn't have that feature which I want. Speaking of weeders, you guys, we have a couple to give away.
Whoa, we do.
Well, hey, hold on. Somebody's in the chat that has a question.
Hey, here he is. He's here. What's up, Nate? Hey, how's it going, man? Welcome to the show.
Must be on the road.
Lord have mercy.
So what is the ratio for our paoli? What's the rate for molasses?
Me? Oh, is that what he said? He needs to come on that upper lip.
He's a ventriloquist.
Somebody asked me if ProFlex is what I bought for the mosquitoes. ProFlex.
Okay.
You're going to fog that?
I'm going to fog it.
ProFlex.
I'm going to fog it, man. I'm going to fog it. All the green giant lethusias and all the bushes around the house. Because I think mosquitoes like a different type of, like a different blood type. Because I can be standing beside of somebody and they'll eat the shit out of me and they will not touch the person beside of me. I don't know what they after, but
they're too sweet.
I don't know. I was always told it was shit in your blood, but they like me for some reason, and I can't stand it, man. I get well.
They like my ankles.
Yeah. All right. So yeah,
the shit out of themselves, and then they just mix it worse and worse. That's the part that pisses me off. I was like, "Damn it, kids, just stop!" But they can't help themselves.
Most important question of the night, though, is where's the belt?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I haven't even seen it yet, Papa. Now it was episode 91.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it's like.
We need to get a second belt is what we need to do. That would make things twice as fast.
Yeah.
So I think really, it was weekend lawn warrior just had it. Or
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, he posted up. He had it.
Yeah.
I mean, it does take time to get it out and get it up, make the rounds.
It's hard, man. You get like, it shows up at your house and you got to be ready because you get like a day or two before you have to send it on. And it's still weeks behind. And then, you know, every time it makes a little extra stop somewhere for a little too long, it just pushes it out. So.
Yeah, I think he was episode like 68 or something, or 70.
Are you kidding me?
We're almost like a year behind.
So next year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we need a season two or three. What season are we on?
Season two. Yeah.
A season two belt or something.
Well, we need to just pull a little bit out of our YouTube monies and buy a second belt and get that thing in the rotation. Then we can just kind of double the content and
get like six of them going around the country.
Papa, you'll be at the expo, correct?
Correct. Got my room booked, got my ticket purchased.
Good deal. Oh, we can sit down and celebrate this there.
Hell yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey, and Oli, how do you save some money if you're going to go to GIE?
Hell yeah.
There's a 50% off coupon, TFF50. And if you register right now, it's $12.50. And to be honest with you, the way I look at it is if you think you're going to go, you can register right now for $12.50. And if you don't go, you know, you basically just bought two Mexican beers at a restaurant and you're gone. But if you wait until the day of, I mean, you're looking at $100 to get in the gate. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole lot better to pre-register, you know, go ahead and be registered.
Mm-hmm.
TFF 50 will get you.
Plus, it shows a little commitment to going, too.
Yes.
Get your ticket now, you're a little bit more committed.
Yeah.
Plus you get my first one.
So I'm excited.
It's well
worth it. Are you going, Bill?
Yes, I'm going this year, finally.
Same. I just got to find somebody's bathtub to sleep in.
Me and Oli, we each got a place to stay. They can each sleep up to four. Yeah,
lots of alleys, man. There's lots of alleys all around those buildings. So
there's a couple people that sleep under the bridge.
Ryan. Yeah, bridges.
I might be one of those.
Don't let that stop you. There's plenty of room.
I'm going to send Oli some money, and I'm staying with Oli. He's got the big room.
All right, so back to Weeders. So let's show off our little wheel here.
Let's get some weed.
So we got 31 entries for the Lanzi Weeder. Thanks again to Lanzi for giving these away to our viewers. So there's going to be three winners. So let me shuffle this three times. We'll go full screen.
How many names do we got in there, Brian?
31 names. So you had to be here early, right?
Live chat.
We didn't promote this. We didn't announce this. It's kind of for the regular viewers that show up. We didn't want to have like 100 people showing up and stuff. So we have 31 names in here, and I will spin it for the first one. Here we go.
Man,
I even shortened it down by 3 seconds because all these other ones we used to do is like that person almost got it and then it just kept pushing on. So like, I'll slow it down 3 seconds, but congrats.
You know, he's got to be up there with some of the top. It'd be cool if we kept track of who's won the most prizes. I think it's LTZ, but
I don't know. Lucky Green.
It would be cool to see like all the stacks of prizes that people have. Like, because Lawn Ratings, I know he's won quite a bit too.
God, you'd have to watch every episode. Like, it really pay attention.
You know what I want to, speaking of watching every episode, what I really want to do is get like a clip of like us going, grab a glass, grab a glass, grab a glass, like on each episode.
Yeah. That'd be kind of crazy. Yeah.
But I was like, I almost started doing it the other day. I'm like, fuck that.
116, how we've started it, that'd be,
or at least just grab like a handful of them. Short, like little 6 second or 10 second story or
even if you did like every 20th one, you'd still have like five of them to do, almost six. All right, here we go.
You could pull a word from each episode, grab another episode.
Oh man, that'd be chaotic.
All right,
let's see.
Lindsay Weeder number two. Here we go. Congrats, Eli. See, now if I would have left the 3 seconds on there, Papa, you probably would have got that. So,
oh well,
he dropped the fish.
He's already the winner. He's the king right now.
That's right. Congrats, Eli.
He could be like last week's Lawn of the Winter. One lawn a month or lawn of the week and prize.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people have done that.
Pays to be in the live chat.
Here goes our third and final Lindsay Weeder.
There it is.
Hey.
Oh, see?
Wow. There you go, man.
What? How'd that happen?
You can use it on those tumbleweeds.
Yes, sir. The long roots.
There you go. You needed that, too.
Got them going down, dandelions. Garage is open. They can hear me.
Go to town.
Hell yeah.
Are you cold out there?
No, it's hot, dude. I've been sweating all night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like 75 degrees today. Wow. The sun sets behind me, so the garage just like gets cooking.
Yeah.
Sure. Y'all hotter than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, 65 out right now.
Good God. So here I've been worried about fungicides because all the rain, but every night this week's been in the 40s. Every night's going to be in the 40s, so.
We're 60s, 50s.
We're going to cool down again next week. Next week it's going to be low 60s and into the 40s. So we just had a real warm up this weekend.
Yep, we're going back down. Mm-hmm. It's all good, though.
Back to regular. I think
we're going to finally get some rain coming up at the end of the week. Everything says like 50, 40% chance. It said that before, and then no rain actually showed up. So I'm hopeful that because it's so many days in a row, at least one of those days we'll get a decent rain. So I might spray some humic acid or some C-Hum or something, getting ready for that. So I really want to get some of that down. But I don't want to bust out the sprinklers full-blown just yet. I'm kind of sad to get them out at the very beginning of May.
All right, guys. Well, this was a good show. I enjoyed talking about them. I'm going to be ready for my weeds when they pop up here shortly and try some new things out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate all you guys coming on tonight, joining us and talking about your experiences. We love having you guys on to share your experiences with us. And
of course, we would have a live chat with you guys.
Okay. What do you guys want to hear us talk about next week?
Oh, yeah. Before we close it out. What can we talk about?
We never have anything planned, just for reference.
I mean, we got ideas. Nate had a whole bunch of good suggestions in our little group chat the other day, so we could always pull from some of that. But yeah, if there's something that you guys want to hear about.
Yeah, if there's something you guys think. Papa, we did get a good discussion about bug there for a little bit, but we can save that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going to almost talk about disease, too. I got a little mildewy dust stuff on my tips. My tips are a little dusty, so.
Okay. A little antibiotic soil takes care of it.
A little pesticide will take care of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of that Diflucan. Oh, that's for people. Never mind.
Gotta talk to Bill offline here. He's the pharmacist. So
somebody said sprinklers.
Sprinklers.
Yeah.
Summer heat. Yeah. Survivability.
We just talked a lot with Hunter on that.
Soil compaction. All right. Got a few ideas. We'll toss it around, see if we can come up with a show about any of those.
What's your shirt on? Papa, you got the 107 shirt on, right?
Yeah.
No, he's black.
Yeah, which one are you wearing, Papa? Is that the that's the one with Brittany on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the new one? Yeah.
107. I thought
they were purple for some reason.
No, that, 100. That was a different one.
The 100th is the purple one.
Ah.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Thank you for Lindsay for giving away these weeders. And,
yeah, man. Thank you, live chat.
Thanks, everybody, for showing up. We'll see you next week.
Congrats, Papa.